Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story out that concerns me for humanity. Most parents don't enjoy reading to their children.
Oof.
I mean, the two women on this show don't have children.
No.
But Aaron, you have nephews. So mm-hmm. do you, Erica, right?
Nieces and nephews, yeah. Eight of them.
Don't you?
That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow. You have eight of what? Them.
Wow. Eight nieces. And I have two nieces and six nephews.
Then,
oh, wow.
I don't want to get super personal on you, but I just have to. If all of your siblings have procreated that many times, there's got to be a gun to your head to have a kid.
No. I think it lets me off the hook.
Really? Like your parents aren't like, well, everyone else has did it. Like, we get us.
No. When are we getting one from you?
Yeah.
My parents are like, you're the weirdo who like moves around the country and wow, you're getting married.
So there's no.
Wow.
So there's no pressure to have kids. But ironically, I think I, of my four siblings, and I am one of the two who wants them the most.
You do.
Yeah, when I was single, it was getting real tough. I was really worried there were going to be no kids. Like, yeah, the clock is still on my back, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And are you going to have them right away? Are you going to like try to like...
Well, I'd like to be married for a year. How did we get here?
I don't know. Well, I'm just... Well, we're gonna get to...
Yeah.
When you have them, are you going to read to them?
Absolutely.
But will you hate it?
I could see how it could get tiresome.
Oh, my God. Hack help. Is it
the best, but it is tricky because there are times like we'll do two books every night and then Leo will go, can I have an extra one?
Mm.
And
aww,
it's so sweet because you're like, I want you to want us to read to you more, but also
it's bedtime.
And so this is not a negotiation.
Right. But it.
Can I ask something about the reading? Does he like cuddle with you while you read?
He did sometimes just sit on my lap. And do it
it's
a little
so
bit.
Much.
Sometimes he lays in bed. Sometimes we all sit on the floor. It just depends. Yeah. It's
that's
awesome.
Really sweet.
What's the, can he, is he reading along with you yet?
No, he's like, he recognizes letters and stuff.
Okay.
No, but he's not reading along. He like memorizes the books because we read them so many. He like knows.
Like Goodnight Moon. My kids could just like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would intentionally do wrong words and they'd be like, no. I'm like, read it. And they're like, I can't, but I know that's not the right word.
Yeah.
Like you, cause you've read that book 4,000 times. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't like on the 4,001st time, not tired of it.
Aww.
Not, I cannot get my brain around a human who has a kid who says, I don't like it. What's wrong with you?
This 40% of parents don't enjoy reading.
Oh, do like
so
it.
60 yes. do not.
Mm, well, were all of us read to as kids?
No.
To me, I don't know, truly.
Really? That was a big thing every night I was read to.
You were?
Yeah, it was because my dad worked, he's an accountant, so he would get home and it was kind of like the handoff. Like he would do bath and stories and my mom got to like take a break. So I would pick out a book, my sister would pick out a book, and then for years. So it just became like
would
that's
you all get in one
so
bed
important.
And kind of cuddle or?
Mm-hmm. Like sit on the bed, so yeah, because me and my sister had bunk beds for a while.
Cute.
So. Okay, so.
So I think that I'm just carrying that on. Like, it was just kind of ingrained in me that reading to your kid is a thing. But if you didn't grow up that way, I could see a parent, if you don't even think about doing it, or you're like, oh, I got to buy a bunch of books. Like, when's the last time I bought a book?
But, so here's the question that I have for you. Do you, like, I just did straight reads. It's like, good night, moon, good night. It's like, whatever. Like, do you, you know that I can't read anymore. I fall asleep. If I sit down to read a book,
you know
I fall asleep.
How?
I know how to read, okay. But I fall asleep instantly.
It's unclear.
Okay.
But we give him tests. Right. Not
I read the headline of this story.
Oh, gosh.
So I listened to audiobooks, and some of the audiobooks, like, what was the one I did? It was like a murder mystery thing, and like the guy reading it would go, "She said," and he did like an Irish accent for some people, and then he kind of femmed it up when he was being like a girl, and like he did accents through the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, do you do that?
Yes. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
my God. Give us a sample.
I'm a theater kid. Of course I do.
You are?
Yes.
You didn't know? Oh wow.
That's shocking piece of information about you.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't look like it right now. Because he's like, he's Costco Dave Grohl. But
I prefer Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Dave Grohl's not a good guy.
You're right. Oh, right.
Yeah. But we have to put up, now that we're talking about this, we need to put up your thespian pictures.
Absolutely.
Up on our
socials. I've been spending this time trying to find some free online books. And I found one called The Power of a Bandage. It's a story about Leo, as he learns the importance of bandages.
Do you want to
try it?
But it's a cold read.
Okay, yeah. Are there characters? I mean, I do voices for the characters and stuff. Do you know?
Might just be Leo.
Oh. Okay.
Could you give Leo a voice?
Have any memorized? Like you said, kids are like, no, can you give us a little sample?
We do a lot of Ninja Turtle stories.
Oh,
so like Michelangelo's like, whoa. He's like, pizza party, dude. And then we have like some SpongeBob books where Squidward, SpongeBob.
Okay, but that one's,
you know,
those ones are obvious. Like they already have voices.
They have voices, yeah.
Is the Michelangelo so obvious?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.